Blog Talk Radio.
Hey world, it's your girl Miss J Renee. This is Sit Tea and Meditate. Hopefully you guys are having lunch out. You know, you're on your lunch break and you can join this lunch hour special with me, your favorite local host, Miss J Renee, if you don't already know me. Of course we'll have some great vibes and some little bit of conscious talk. If you do want to call and talk with me live and direct today, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. That's 917-889-2832. I'm going to jump into a song for you guys to start off the mood. Hope you guys are having a good afternoon. Hope you can have a better one with me. So just vibe with me, y'all. Vibe with me today. I'll jump into a topic after the music. But until then, you'll enjoy.
And dreams I've been having since I was a baby. Maybe cause August 11th, the star was born in the 80s. I was born to go get it, wasn't born to be lazy.
Nah.
Man, I got people that's counting on me, won't let them down. Man, I got people that doubting on me, hoping I drown. Instead, I'm holding the crown, like I'm holding my breath. Under the ocean water, swimming until my death. Swimming like Michael Phelps,
yeah.
Promise not to collapse.
Huh?
Promise you when I finish, I won't be giving this claps.
Woo!
It's up.
My right now, I'm gonna take my bow now.
I'll be riding right past ya.
My time is right now. Yeah, yeah. You see everything that was given to me. Balled it up and put it in my work. Mixed it up with a little hurt, and it made me better. I see. It's alright now, and it's okay. I told myself this day by day. Don't give up.
songs are good, but tunes that make you want to move. A song, a jam that's gonna make you feel so good. I got a groove, a tune to make you want to move. Made you a song that's gonna make you feel so good now. That feel good music sound make a comeback in 2016. Well, it's about that time. I'm gonna switch up the flow, keep it fresh for the new generation, cause the old heads know how this goes.
Well,
a lot of people asking for it, cause it's what they're missing. A lot of people still talking about it, call that reminiscing. Well, I hear you all. I'm gonna do my best to bring my old school soul with the new school flow. Now watch me do my thing.
It comes a groove, it comes to make you wanna move. A song, a jam that's gonna make you feel so good. I got a groove, it comes to make you wanna move. Made you a song that's gonna make you feel so good now. That I got you all in and y'all. Step into this. That feel good music, you can't refuse it, can't deny it. Something about that sound that gets you on your feet. Music for everyone, color, race, and creed. Oh, resonates in your soul. Now you know all of the makings of a classic feel good tune. We gotta get back to what we need. In the music that we bring.
Exhibiting exactly what it is to be lyrical, savagely, cause the situation's critical. Hip hop need a little need a little bounce, especially this nutrition I'm providing by the ounce. Cause everybody got a little something that they've been through, so everybody got a little something to contribute. And escape from reality is what this music is just to me. A little free time to step back and breathe when the demands of the world are too much, and I begin to feel like I'm losing myself. Only music can help you, dig?
Here comes a groove of tunes to make you wanna move. A song, a jam that's gonna make you feel so good. I got a groove of tunes to make you wanna move. Made you a song that's gonna make you feel so good.
Look at the vibes today. I love that track. That was Denzel Feel Good. Shout out to everybody tuning in today. Positive vibes only. So let's jump into it. I am your host. If you are new to the segment, Sip Tea and Meditate, I'm your favorite local host, Ms. J. Renee. And I have these segments Mondays and Tuesdays at noon. This segment is an opportunity, or it gives you the time and space to kind of meditate on what's going on around you, give you that unwind type of feeling where you could just vibe to some good music and listen to my soothing voice. I like to say I have a soothing voice because I carry my voice that way. This is kind of the mellow segment where you could just breathe. That's how everybody learn how to breathe. There are books that you can read on meditation. These are certain methods to kind of get you into that silent still of the meditation world, where I bring you to a higher consciousness of a higher state of mind. It will help you throughout your life. It will direct you in the path where you're supposed to be and kind of meditate on why life is the way it is and what you need to do. And the only way you can tap into that is inner. A lot of the times we think the physical world or the physical aspects of things of life will help us, you know, will benefit us better. But if we don't tap into our spirituality and our inner consciousness, we won't get further in life, I'm telling you. Since I've taken this journey on spirituality and reading and studying into it, it's just been the most amazing journey ever. I'm not exactly where I need to be, but I'm going to be there. I'm in the works of it, and I've been gradually studying and looking at inspirational scholars and taking heed to the knowledge that they've been directing. And I don't take everybody's knowledge. That's the thing. You have to be mindful. You have to go with your intuition. And women, you have that power of intuition that will let you know what aura or what energy to take into. That's the beauty of getting in tune with your inner self. So like meditation, there's a lot of ways to meditate. Yoga is one of them. Eating healthy, reading, spiritual guidance, research and inspirational scholars, hire the one that speak the Lord, the ones who speak on the knowledge of metaphysics, geometry, not even just all types of anatomy, all types of studies of science. Learn about the hertz, the numbers, numerology. Learn about ancient texts. Learn about ancient history period, the originated people who were originally here, who you are, where you came from, your DNA. Tap into that first. Also, self-love. Take care of yourself mentally. You can be all healthy as you want, but if you're not right with your mentality, that kind of disrupts the operation of healing internally. Heal yourself. Heal yourself with all the decades of hurt and pain that you have suffered and you encounter throughout the years. Learn to love. Use positive thinking. Nurture your body. Tea is beneficial. I love tea. That's why the segment is called Sip Tea Meditate. Tea and natural herbal tea has so many benefits and nutrients in the body, and not it just stimulates the positive set in the mind and in the body. It's just, you know, you have to research certain natural products, natural product foods, natural product hygienic wear, and you know, look into black owned businesses that sell these natural products. There's a lot of young men and women are entrepreneurs that are investing into these products right now. It's awesome. Create a revenue within your own foundation of home. Become your own boss. Become your own CEO. Don't work for the man for the rest of your life. I'm there, and that's not my purpose. To invest in what I need to invest into to get where I need to be. So don't let it become a part of your reality, the moment. Take every bit of that money that you make from the man and use it to your purpose. Use it to benefit you, to better yourself and your family. Create an avenue of income within the family household. Stop the bickering and the fighting. All that anger and hating you and hating that, Stop the baby mama and the baby daddy drama. Have humanity. Gain some gratitude. Spread more love and peace. Listen to some more jazz music. Listen to some more music that's meaningful, that's spiritual. And I don't mean all gospel all the time, because gospel, some type of certain gospel ain't even good nowadays. Jazz music, where it has no words, just instrument. You know, those are all types of advice or methods I can give to you. If you have your own way, also, let me know. Hit me up and let me know some ways where I can use to kind of benefit on my journey, because there's a lot of people that's ahead of the game than I am. You know, I'm not the perfection of this. I'm starting out just as well as y'all are. Have sovereignty. Learn to gain some sovereignty into your lifestyle. You know, research some ways of creating your own income, your own revenue, man. Build, invest. Invest into new things they got. Well, you know what? Research about the new digital monetary world right now. There's a lot that benefits you, there's a lot that don't. Gain some freedom. We all need to tap into how we can gain our freedom. Look into some laws. Read on the laws and rights that are amended to us that will benefit us to, you know, grab that freedom that we righteously deserve, because we are royalty. We are, you know, our bloodline flows within royalty, gods and goddesses, kings and queens. Tap into it, y'all. I'm going to jump into another song. I love talking to y'all. Y'all are awesome. But I hope you're enjoying the music as well. You know what I say to everyone, when you go on your lunch break, take this opportunity to tap in. Just click that link in my bio at Latasia_Renee. It'll put you right to me, and you can listen to me live and direct. If you do want to call and just consciously talk with me, guest calling number is 917-889-2832. Y'all, I'm going to jump into more talk with y'all, but I want y'all to vibe with me too. So enjoy the music, y'all. I love y'all. It's your girl, Renee.
If I had 24 hours to live, what would I do? Run in the bank, shoot every member in the crew. From the clerk with the fat ass to the cops in the blues. Walking out, busting big clips out the ooze. Take a trip to the mall, get every Jordan shoe. The red and black ones when he played with the flu. 48 blunts, 2 dutches every hour. It'd probably be the haze, I don't really do the sour. Grab a cameraman, put a gun to his head. Tell him film everything, the murder and everything. I look for Jay-Z, spit 100 CCs. Tell him I was better than Cole when I was 16. And that's ball for ball. Before this whole day is over, I'ma be a superstar. Whether homicide or rap, I'ma get my point across. Mix them both together like meat and spaghetti sauce. Timing on my side, so I live it up. Got 24 hours and this how I give it up. Got 24 hours to live. Timing on my side, timing on my side. Got 24 hours to live. You know I'm gonna ride, you know I'm gonna ride. 24 hours to live. Tell me on my side. Tell me on my side. Got 24 hours to live. You know I'm going to ride. You know I'm going to ride. My grandpa can't hold. I play him in backgammon. Or maybe some Monopoly. Let him buy every property. Ball with my family. My aunt can't stand me. But all this dirty money got my wrist on sandy. I mean Rocky. The clock ticks hockey. Giant with the white. Like Jeremy Shockey. 24 hours. I need me another body. Murder, 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 Ja Rule the shot. Call all my enemies to a hotel lobby and go Rambo like I'm raised in the army. Fresh in the all black suit, burn rubber in the all black coupe. I kiss my kids and my queen, tell them life is for the dream. And no daddy, always true. Time ain't on my side, so this how I live it up. 24 hours and this how I give it up.
You got 24 hours to live. What would you do? I love that track. That was Ski V with 24 hours. Y'all need to tap into this. I love this type of music because it brings you back to like KRS-One and Mobb Deep, Prodigy, and Slick Rick and Method Man Redman. What's my other boy name? I used to be so in love with him. Whenever I think of his name, I'll definitely get back to you on that one. But that's the type of vibe that music gets to me. And, you know, that's when music meant something, or when it just you can question that music. Like, dang, what would I do with it? You know, it have you thinking, or it's a relation to what you've been through, what you got going on, what you've experienced, or, you know, just how real the world is and the stuff we go through, you know? And, you know, it's the ins and out of life, like the better, the good and the bad. You know, so that's why I like to, you know, when I shout out the artists and I allow them to have the opportunity to use this gate to expose their music to the viewers out there, to get back to where music started and how it should advance within the same type of genre. Now music has expanded to such different aspect, a different type of vibe, and it's not the vibe I like to be in. You know, life, it has levels. You know, if you know about the chakras, if you know about the levels of the good and bad inside, internally, then you will understand the factor of music. Music creates this broad avenue of how we are, who we are. It plays a big part in our lives. So that's why I am so stern. I'm a stern believer of good music. I have a great ear for it. I don't knock any type of rap, any type of singing, any type of art, any type of art and music you display. It's just what is being said in the music and the vibration of it. You know, music, again, plays a big role in our lives. So I can't soak in any type of music because, again, I'm the one listening to it and my viewers are. And if any time you hear a song that's played on my radio station and it's not up to par, you let me know. I can take a G-check. But then I like to G-check those. Because, you know, this is me. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. If you're not familiar with the segment, this is the lunch hour special. This is the lunch hour special, y'all. Great vibes, great music, great talk. You can call and talk with me live and direct. If you are just chilling right now listening to this segment, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. If you want to know who these artists are and the title and where they're, you know, where they represent from, call in and ask me. If you want to hear your music on my show, call in and let me know. Send your music to my my email at jrenee, so that's J-R-E-N-E-E, 10 at gmail.com. I think I'm saying it wrong. Maybe jrenee10.radio@gmail.com or jrenee10@gmail.com. Either way, that's why I'd rather people DM me so I can collect my thoughts together and send you the right email. But again, not everybody's music is going to get played on my show. Majority will, because I tell them, make sure your music is clean, for one. And I don't mean by clean as profanity. I mean clean as, I don't want to hear degrading music. Well, women, bees this, bees that, men are dogs. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear it. We hear enough of it on social media. We hear enough of it in reality and life itself. Why continue to separate ourselves within the great music that we have in our hands? Let's jump into the next song. Y'all stay locked.
What we drinking though?
From Bahamas, Long Island, Hypnotic. What we bumping on? Hydraulics. And top down, where we cruise the whole island. Vera G, the Troopy Toad. Uh-oh. Hold up. Troopy Toad with the lyrical flow, man. I've been killing pizza everywhere that I go. Might be new to you, but nothing new to me. I go hard in the paint like Ginobili. Oh, the white man made the money so seductive. But the black man's only motivation. Kung Fu Collective, it's your reputation. Stay high, my lows, I'm blazing up the station. Catch me if you can, no DiCaprio. I'm a single man, everyone doesn't know. Got the team all I'm shaking like Jello. We on some diddy shit, can't stop nigga hit. On a roll with a bun, now weigh a quarter ton. Yeah, these girls still wanna have fun. You having a good time, slap your hands together. Hope everyone's feeling dynamite. Stay cool like a criminal. New MJ, no subliminal.
Pulling live from the booth.
Just bad news. Oh, you never got the memo coming straight from the horse's mouth. I'm my own bio. Hip hop, I resurrected. All my fans flow top notch. I'm
one of the best kids.
The flow would change up more than the mood rang. Setting the tone, something like Feng Shui.
On the island, on the beach, it's you and me.
You and me.
Island hopping.
Boogie Down Bronx, y'all. New York, that is. If you ain't familiar, I like that vibe. That was a little Caribbean type of hip-hop vibe. Women. Oh, so before I jump into that topic, this is a topic I want to discuss. There was a young brother that posted a video about how the system is set up. And how, well, as far as the system in, as an incarceration and the system as in welfare. Those two categories or programs are a systematic setup to create an annihilation of families of minority. It causes division because once the man can't carry the weight of the family, he's put on child support. And now he's in a situation where if he doesn't pay it, he has a certain time. Not only that, if he doesn't even pay it and he can, and he doesn't pay it on time, he also serves time. So either way, you know, I want to jump on that. You know, we get so frustrated and we go through so much with our kids' fathers because we don't really take the time to analyze the whole situation. Because before we had kids with these men, these young boys were, because a lot of us had kids at a young age. We knew who these young boys were before we had kids. We knew their background, what they consist of, you know, the crowd, we knew their lifestyle. We knew who they were. And if we didn't know who they were, we were too young to take the time to get to know who they were before we could have the decision to have kids with these men. Boom. Think of it like that. Now, when you really get your state of mind and analyze the whole map of the situation, then you really can't blame anybody. You can't blame him. You can't blame you. You made the choices to deal with each other. Then you went ahead and had kids. No, you wasn't ready to have kids. Now y'all got responsibilities. Now this man is still a young boy, still not experienced with anything of life, doing the same book BS he's been doing. Now you expect him to grow up. Some men don't. Some men it takes them a longer. Again, we women are more advanced than men. We already know that. That's a given. But some men are advanced. Some men can take the responsibility, like, look, I got a kid, I have to grow up. Boom. But you have some men like, nah, just because I got a kid don't mean I'm going to change right away. So, but you already know his mindset, his state of mind was already like that. So now we bitter. Now the relationship is ruined. He goes off, finds somebody else. Now we're really bitter and we're upset. And then that's another thing with us women. We don't like to take accountability for us being bitter. We're hurt. We're damaged. We try to force a responsibility on a man that wasn't even a boy, that wasn't even a man yet. And he wasn't trying to be a man yet. Now he's in a situation to either grow up or stay the same until he's ready. Now we're in the predicament. Instead of us taking things for what it is and put our big girl panties on and do what we got to do, no, we put the brother in the system. Oh, it's only right, right? We say it's only right because now we got to struggle. You're going to even struggle more because now that he ain't going to try to help you, you're going to put him on child support. Now, he probably ain't even got no job. Now, he's forced to get a job. And then the check he gets ain't going to benefit him. Now, he's upset. Now, he's going to stop paying. Now, he goes to jail. Now, you ain't got no father to help you with the kids. It was bad enough you wasn't getting the help anyway. Now, you would be forced to put on welfare. Now, look, the child not only has no father, but now he has a mother that has a struggle. You get what I'm saying? It's a setup, y'all. From my experience, let me bring it back. This is why I like this segment, because I can take the time to kind of break these down to people that's willing to take heed to the knowledge that I'm giving them. Me and my kid's father, despite of what we've been through, I still love him. That is my kid's father. I knew who he was before I had these kids. I knew who he is after I had these kids. Can't nobody tell me nothing, because I know who he is. He knows who I am. And when I mean love, it's not even just with the kids, the history we had, whether it was good or bad. We learned a lot from each other. We know who we are destined to be. This is where that point of time when we met, that is where we are now. You know, his situation is his lifestyle is his lifestyle, my lifestyle is my lifestyle. We don't intervene with that. But when it comes to our kids, we want the best and the best of the best. That's one thing we can't agree on. I did not put him on child support. Because I know how the system works. I know the law. I don't know all of it. I'm learning to know all of it, but I know most of it. I will be damned. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to be better because he had a problem. No. I knew my situation before I had kids with him. I knew it. I had to suck it up, be a woman, and take care of my responsibility with or without. That's just the strong mentality I have, and then the strong backbone my family carried on me. My grandfather is a, God rest his soul, his spirit. He was the epitome of what a man's supposed to be. I'm talking about as far as taking care of family. That man didn't work a job a day in his life, but he stayed taking care of the household. He did. My uncle, that was the face of a man. He took care of his family, whether he was the best father or not. He took care. He brought that bacon home and made sure his family was well kept. My stepfather, who I call my father to this day, even my biological father, those men know how to provide. Whether they're with my mom or not, whether they're with, you know, he was with my grandmother. I can tell you the history of my grandfather and my grandmother. They're pretty much a better example. Despite of them being in actual relationship, they still were in a relationship. Even though, you know, we found out he had another wife and stuff in another country. He did, in Germany. He still respected my grandmother as his wife, even though they weren't married. He still carried that weight. He still took care of my grandmother. She cannot, she'll tell you to this day, they called each other mommy and daddy. That was the lifestyle they lived, and they carried it. Despite of what they went through, she still stuck by that man. And not saying that you have to go through the abuse with a man. No, I'm not saying that. The foundation he built, he kept building. He did not break it down. That's what the mentality we need to have. Despite what we go through with our kids, father, kids, mother, we still need to build a foundation for these kids. Because if we don't, they have no future. We're so worried about why our baby daddies ain't with us and why he ain't doing. Fuck all that. If he can't do it, another man will. Build off of that then. You got to get into that state of mind of wanting better for your kids, not less. Because if we stay in that low vibration of worrying about what this man ain't doing and what, then we're going to stay in that predicament. We wonder why we can't advance. We wonder why we can't succeed. It's the mentality we have. It's the lack of self-love we have for ourselves. You don't really need a man to love you. You got to love you. You don't need a woman to love you. You got to love you, brother. That's just what it all boils down to. We have to get into a higher state of mind. We have to think ahead. We don't have the guidance. We have the guidance. Excuse me. Let me stop saying it. We do have the guidance. We do have the knowledge. It's there. Tap into it. You can't get it from anybody in your foundation. You got to travel. You got to research. It's okay to network and talk to people. There are people out there. God provides angels and great people on earth, inspirational people. These are the angels that I call. Inspirational people are angels to me. All right, we can tap into our ancestors as well. They will guide us. This is spiritually, it's real. But we so fear of the unknown, instead of going past that mindset, we stay in the same low vibration. Because we don't know what it is. There's so much resources that's out there in our face and we just look past it. Because we're so worried about who's next on social media. Or what's the latest reality TV show or series that's out right now. Who's getting beat up on the shows. And what Tammy has to say. And what's the upcoming artist on The Voice. Like, stuff that ain't got nothing to do with us, y'all. It's good. Oh, yeah, it's entertainment. Okay. Entertainment is a distraction. It's okay to have it here and there. Don't get me wrong. You need a laughter. If you want to laugh, laugh with your kids. Listen to your kids. Listen to what they got to say. They know it all. We don't think they do because we always think they rambling. They got a lot to say, y'all. You can learn a lot from your kids. I wish I was heard a lot of time. But you know what? I take that initiative of what I didn't get when I was a kid, and I used it with my kids. I had a brother on the show, go by the name of Chino Belafonte. He, Belafonte, he told me he used a strategy on his kids. It was a method called the marshmallow. So I used it. I didn't use the marshmallow tip, but I used the tip with another product. And I'm so proud of my kids. I just know they're going to be successful. I speak to them every day. They're just beautiful little goddesses running around, knowing their purpose and learning to know who they are. I'm helping them tap into their internal. More so, they know their physical. You know, this is just the body we use. It's all about our spirituality. That's who we are spiritually. I'm still learning too, y'all. I don't know it all, but I know enough to know that I am a queen. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. Y'all stay live.
Spread your wings. I could be anything I want to be. Believe.
Help and walk you through it. So yeah. I'm doing this for you and hope they help and walk you through it. Sing it.
I believe.
From the sun don't shine and the grass ain't always green. Don't get caught up in the bad and boom. Don't get caught up in the scene and keep doing what you're good at doing. And that's a dream. Be yourself and never be afraid to be called different. Be afraid you show them different. I bet they pay attention. Next, it's all about speaking. Most of all, it's about listening. Listen, learn the knowledge, then you speak the knowledge to your kids. So yeah, and let the struggle be the strength to keep you going. Keep on going. You go to let somebody know about where you're going. Let them go. Talking to you, yeah, you. Remember, you special, you smart, and you can be whatever you wanna be. Just put your mind to it and believe in yourself.
That was Dre TK. I like that song, you know. We definitely got to teach our kids they could be anything they want to be. And we need to, how do you say it? We need to take the time to really enforce freedom for our kids. Do not put them in a system. Do not get them out the system. Teach them about laws. Teach them about their rights. Teach them about ownership. Teach them about their knowledge. Teach them about who they are. Teach them about their ancestors. Teach them about their spirituality. Teach them about religion. Teach them about historical facts of our Black history, our real Black history. The destruction of African, was it Africanism? Teach them the languages. Teach them about the numbers, what they represent, numerology. Teach them about metaphysics. Teach them about science, period. Teach them about the people that originated here. Teach them about everything you can possibly teach them. Teach them about life. Teach them about politics, about these mayors and the community governments and the government, period. Teach them about the dark world. Teach them about the light world. Teach them who they are. Teach them about the light they bring into this world, the power that they have. Teach them about consciousness. Teach them about meditation. Teach them about their health. Teach them to have a positive way of thinking. Teach them about love, peace. Teach them. Teach them about gratitude. Teach them about humanity. Teach them about sovereignty. Teach them about the foundation of a family. Keep the family intact, y'all. We can't keep being against each other. We have to raise our young men as kings. They are kings. They are superior. They are supreme beings. You need to let them tap into that. Teach them now or the world will teach them. I love y'all. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. If you're not familiar with who I am, Miss J. Renee, peace and light and love to y'all. Y'all have a blessed and harmonious day.